Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Melissa Smith here, back with the No Frills VA Podcast, and we are going to piggyback on a conversation that we've had before on confidence. And this time, I want to talk to you about power skills. You may have referred to them as soft skills before, but you know what? Now we refer to them as power skills. And I love teaching VAs how to transition their soft skills to power skills, because before it was more about like how we work, how we get hired. And when we transfer those soft skills into power skills, now we are learning how to be bold and how to be confident, not for the purpose of our employer or our boss or our supervisor or the company. Now it's for us. We get to do this for us, for our company, for our culture, for our business, for our family. And that's where that power comes in. And that's where that confidence comes in. Because when we sit back and we wait for other things, we wait for that referral to come in. We wait for the phone doesn't really ring anymore, does it? If it does, we don't pick it up. But we wait for that email to come in. We wait for that message. We wait for the contact form from our website to come in. We wait for a DM in our Instagram or Facebook. But you know, that doesn't really help us control what's happening in our business. So it's no wonder we feel powerless. And when we feel powerless, there's no confidence in that. And when we wait on other people, we're putting our confidence in them. When we're waiting on those referrals to come in, we're putting our confidence in other people to refer us. And so we just sit and we wait around. That's not a power skill. And so in turn, you don't get that confidence boost from doing the things you know are good for your business. You're not getting the power boost that you need from doing these activities that will exude confidence and effort and subsequent reward in your business. And, you know, power activities don't have to be hard. Remember, these are the soft skills that you already have that we're turning into power skills for you. And they're very simple. But you know what? As we know, some of the simplest things to say are some of the hardest things to do. In fact, if I gave you a 100-step plan to get to your first 5 clients, I can guarantee so many people would sign up for that. But if I told you it's really simple and here's 4 things you can do, you know how many people would be like, oh, I just don't know. I just can't work. It's hard. It's not hard enough. It has to be hard for it to work. It has to be excruciating. You know, I have to be put through the ringer a little bit. I got to pay my dues in order for it to work out. And that's just simply not true. You know, life is hard enough. We don't need to add to that. We don't need to get involved in that type of pressure either. So it's okay for things to be easy, right? It gets harder when we add to it anyways. So why not make it easier on yourself? Why not do the simple things, right? And that is changing those soft skills into power skills. And so what can you do? Smile. And you're like, well, what's that really going to do for me? Well, first, it changes your mood. It changes your attitude. It changes your demeanor. It will change your thought process. And when you smile, you can think of that as network smiling online, smiling when you're meeting other people. The things that you will attract into your life by simply smiling versus putting your head in your hands and saying, there's no clients. No one pays. No one's doing this. No one wants the services. No one values what I do. But when you smile and you can be excited and you can think to yourself, I'm going to find my perfect client today. I can't wait to meet new people and see what kind of business relationships I can form. I'm so excited about the unknown. Because you know what? I don't have to know everything. I'm willing to have surprises. I'm willing to make money and not even know how it's coming in. I mean, believe me, I know how to generate revenue, but believe me, I am open to new revenue coming in that I didn't predict. I have a surprise me board. And let's see, this year it is reaching 19,000. So as at the time I'm recording this, I have, it's the beginning of April, and I have already received $19,000 in surprise me money. So yes, I absolutely 100% love to know that I am open to getting money and I do not have to know where it's coming from. And then think about other things like keeping a compliment journal. When someone says, wow, that was a great idea. Wow, that was so awesome. Thank you for the suggestion. All those things help you to build the confidence that, you know, I am doing something here. I am providing value. And you know what? If you believe in karma, if you believe in what goes around, comes around, if you believe in treating others like you would like to be treated, then that goes a really long way. And, you know, if you are not doing these things and you're just going out and you're not creating those relationships, you're not doing the networking, you're not smiling, and you just see every customer as a possible dollar sign, well, you get to be right about that. But then you know what? Then it attracts the clients who all they see is dollar signs. They don't see the value. They don't see the hard work. They don't see you as a partner in their business. And all they care about is how much do you charge? But when you take that power skill and you turn it into your advantage, your power, now you get to build the confidence knowing that you're going to attract the right type of clients. Celebrating wins. Celebrating wins is so important. And so often we don't stop. And this is part of the reason that I created the ABA in the first place, because wins so often go unnoticed. We are so hard on ourselves that it's so easy to have a win and even say, no, that's not a win. It's not a win because I didn't hit a home run. I'm super guilty of that one. That one is me all day long. But you have to celebrate those wins. And maybe the win was this week, I wanted to talk to five people. This week, I talked to five people. This year, this week, I wanted to network twice. I networked twice. This week, I wanted to post consistently every day. I posted consistently every day. And again, you are putting yourself in control. These are powerful activities for your business that build confidence, because you're confident knowing that what you're doing is going to reap rewards and benefits. And I guarantee you, if you are just sitting around not doing anything, what kind of confidence could you have? Where is the reciprocation going to come from? It's a question you have to ask yourself. What are you willing to put in so that you can get a return on that investment of time, energy, talent, treasure? It's got to come from somewhere. Reflecting on past achievements. This is so great. This is not to live in the past and to think, oh, well, I did it then. Gosh, if only I was as great as I was then. You are not a one-trick pony. What you achieved in the past, the success, the value, the favor, the accolades, the awards, the recognition, that was not a one-time, one-shot deal. You did it then, you can do it again. You will do it again. But you have to remember, I did it then, I could do it now. That was then, this is now, things are a little bit different. But I know I can do it. You got this. And then lastly, replacing your negative thoughts. Again, for all the VAs that I've coached, When I tell people that there are clients looking for someone just like them, when I say that there's clients who are willing to pay, when I say there's clients who consider you valuable, they're looking for a partner, they're not looking for a task taker. When I say that VAs have built businesses, large businesses, small businesses, the business of their dreams, the business where they take off on Fridays, the business where they take off a month at a time, it's all out there. And the only reason that they did it, and maybe you haven't yet, is because of the belief that they could and that they would. But if you don't believe that you can and you don't believe that you will, that's a soft skill that will never be turned into a power skill. If you look for negative things, you will find negative things. If you look for positive things, you will find positive things. And no one's perfect. I am not perfect. I am not here to tell you that all my thoughts are so great. I am not here to tell you that I don't struggle with negative thoughts. I would never do that because it would be a lie. But because I know and because I've experienced it, I can say it with conviction. I've seen it play out in my own life. And I've seen the hurt that it causes. I've seen the pain that it causes. I've felt the sorrow. I've shed the tears. And frankly, I want better for you as much as I want better for me. And it can be hard to think positive thoughts. It can be hard, but it can also be life-changing. And so in those moments when you're having those negative thoughts, and I've been through this recently, and my positive thought, and this may seem positive to me, it may not seem positive to you, but it is, you failed again. It's time to get back up. And that's actually a positive thought. And you're like, how is that positive? And it's because I'm telling myself, it's time to get up again. You're not going to quit here. This is not the end of the story. This is not the end of the journey. This is not where it ends. This is part of the journey. It's part of the thing that, you know, I didn't want to happen. It happened. I will learn from it. Something will come from it. I don't know yet. Right now, I don't care. Right now, I just want to keep going. Because on the other side is something else, something great, a blessing, something I've been waiting for, something I've been praying for, something I've been looking for. But I'm not going to find it here. I'm not going to find it with my head in my pillow and, you know, in the bad place that I can get to. It's not going to be found there. And these are me taking those soft skills and making them into power skills. And if you really need to sum it all up, just talk to yourself like you're your best friend. Talk to yourself like you would your best friend, your sibling, your children. Would you be as harsh on them as you are on yourself? Or would you turn those soft skills into power skills so that you could build them up so that they can be everything that they want to be in life? And that's the power of it. That's literally the power that you have. So I would love to know if any of this is resonating with you. Let me know. Put it in the comments, send me a DM, chat, respond to email, however you get this podcast. I would really love to know. But remember, you have these power skills. They're in you. I know it. I'm super cheering you on. Let me know how it's going for you, and I'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.